Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. In the 1970s, a new sexual practice among suburban couples in the United States enjoyed a brief but notable spurt in popularity. The practice was known as wife swapping. Though generally frowned upon by 21st century Western social mores, the habit of exchanging spouses is not all that uncommon in some cultures. Up until recently, for example, some Native American Arctic bands, like the Netsilik of northern Canada, found the practice quite useful for their nomadic lifestyle. Anthropologist Knut Rasmussen studied the Netsilik in the 1920s and made the following observations. Netsilik men often spent long periods of time away from their band's camp, either hunting or trading. Sometimes the men's wives would accompany them on these trips. If, however, a man's wife was pregnant or sick at the time of his departure, he would instead ask to be accompanied by the wife of a friend for safety, survival, and sex. This reshuffling of spouses was considered necessary by the Netsilik because of their tenuous relationship with the land. Netsilik bands rarely numbered more than 20 individuals. Therefore, their survival in the harsh, barren environment of the Arctic hinged upon group cooperation. If a band member needed to go on a trading expedition, it was much safer for him or her to do so accompanied by a spouse. If the spouse, therefore, was not available, the temporary exchange with a friend's spouse made the most sense. Thus, a practice highly unconventional by the standards of Western culture was an elementary survival tool for the Netsilik. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.